Good evening. It's that time again. So I'm going to do a little bit of heavy lifting before the boffins chirrup in. Chirrup, chirrup. I'm going to answer the six W's. Who, what, when, why, where, and how. So how with a W at the beginning. So it makes six W's. So here we go. Who? Drumster. What? The Doobie Doobie Doo Show. Where? Southend City Radio. When? Every Thursday at 9 p.m. at least, mostly. Why? Because this nonsense isn't going to speak itself. And how? By the magic of broadcast media. Yes, zeros and ones all hurtling through the ethosphere or whatever. Anyway, hello, greetings, gruntings, all of that malarkey. I'm going to kick off with a song before DJ Deck wakes up and starts glaring at me once more. And then we'll see where we go from there. Back soon.
If quick caps, I'll handle it. Stuff for a lot, I'm there for a hell of it. Don't fraud. Rah abyad, bad decaf, of course I'm Arab. Khiata eggs, I salad. Demon time, ummi beat ul yarab. Ma entah, bakharaf. Gang with mozzel, gang with baraf. QIF, quick caps, I'll handle it. Stuff for a lot, I'm there for a hell of it. Don't fraud. Rah abyad, bad decaf, of course I'm Arab. Khiata eggs, I salad. Demon time, ummi beat ul yarab. Ma entah, bakharaf. Gang with mozzel, gang with baraf. Gang with haps, gang with straps, gang with gowdem. Gal go back, she know the vibes, she knows her rap. She think I'm a sleaze, baby, relax. Have it be damn. I wanna see you do your belly dance. Shake it and bounce it until you cramp. Yoli, yoli, yes, I land. They know that we bring that. She should smoke, yeah, it's been that. God forgive me, I sin bad. In the water, call me sin bad. Speak my game, then I'm in that. She like my vibe when I bring that. Say my name, I'm a king, baby. They talk a lot, but we spin that. My pseudo brother move food, Sierra Leonean brothers on finesse. Double six in a flesh, come around and get blessed. Y'all won't know my name, oh, you don't worry, don't need that skill rest. Double team, there's two girls, my cousin after the sesh. I was at Juma with a pack on me, I had to do what I had to. I only gave your shit back, and my blood I said give it back to you. When I say Tesla, I gotta make sure that she don't see my tattoos. I done some evil, still it's halal gang, you been blessed if I slapped you. QIF, quick caps, I'll handle it. Stuff for a lot, I'm there for a hell of it. Don't fraud. Rah abyad, bad decaf, of course I'm Arab. Khiata eggs, I salad. Demon time, ummi beat ul yarab. Ma entah, bakharaf. Gang with mozzel, gang with baraf. QIF, quick caps, I'll handle it. Stuff for a lot, I'm there for a hell of it. Don't fraud. Rah abyad, bad decaf, of course I'm Arab. Khiata eggs, I salad. Demon time, ummi beat ul yarab. Ma entah, bakharaf. Gang with mozzel, gang with baraf. Straight from the barbecue of my cousin's crib to the club, y'all brought some food. The community know what I'm on. They still tryna make their daughter my boo. This stop bitch at the club got booty. She show me what it do. I don't know if I bun her or I heard she let the Shabab run through. I gave tick to this cunt. He said trust me, I'm Muslimin. I ain't seen him around in a minute. Apparently now he's on his din. My cousin told me this p***ing cunt said he'll cheat him when he see him. Come on, I ain't built like that. Just message me when you see him. QRF baby face, I was doing dirt but I look miskin. I had my wick up blown off for Abiyad Bastiyat Kin. Booba babies, profit off of this booba raised me. You could've just paid me. Why ain't seen y'all with the hoods out late? I slap Duke in front of his family. Do what I want, my brother, I'm heavy. They know the game, so they move wary. Beef with each other, the only ones daring. We bringing culture to the streets. Refine and paint and make it sleek. All my people say free Palestine. My people righteous, we all gonna eat. QIF, quick caps, I'll handle it. Stuff for a lot, I'm there for a hell of it. Don't fraud. Rah abyad, bad decaf, of course I'm Arab. Khiata eggs, I salad. Demon time, ummi beat ul yarab. Ma entah, bakharaf. Gang with mozzel, gang with baraf. QIF, quick caps, I'll handle it. Stuff for a lot, I'm there for a hell of it. Don't fraud. Rah abyad, bad decaf, of course I'm Arab. Khiata eggs, I salad. Demon time, ummi beat ul yarab. Ma entah, bakharaf. Gang with mozzel, gang with baraf.
And that was Ya Rab by Miko Mal, who's Australian, or at least Australian Rolling Stone seemed to like him. So that was that. Time to spin the wheel of calamity and figure out what local, national, global, interplanetary issue the boffins are going to be solving this week. Who are the Boffins? They were previously upstanding members of the citizenry, wandering around, enjoying their lives, and then, much like the press ganging process to try and get people to help row a ship and things, we are encouraging them to take some well-earned, take a well-earned break from their normal day-to-day life and come and solve some problems for us. Last week we cleaned up, so we've now got fresh cells with fresh straw for them to languish and think about what they've done. So every week we give them the Wheel of Calamity subject to solve, and then we give them a crayon and a bit of card, and they write down the solution, and then it's my job to see whether their solution was good enough to earn them their freedom. Yeah, that's kind of the crux of the show. And then towards the end, because you probably haven't suffered enough, you have to sit through three or four AI-generated poems on the subject, whatever the subject is. So let's find out.
How do you solve a problem like...
Chip pan fires. Yes, this week's subject for the Boffins is chip pan fires. And I hope you appreciate that I got the nuns from The Sound of Music to help out, because I don't feel that they get enough airtime these days. So, I'm going to hand out the cards and the crayons, one each. Nobody gets greedy. Seven of diamonds. So the next song needs to be very similar to the one you just heard. Let me get right on that.
Snake, we'll turn them into a coffin. Used to love you, now your name's on the bullet for when we pop them. Don't speak on my name if you're broke. Achy, save that shit. Automatic static, we're way past the beta shit. They collect the coming if you owe me mine. I'll tell my brother, bring the chopper down. We got the Kobe fly. We got big umbrellas, vendettas. You better hold on tight. Loyal to my brothers, them fellas. I'm pulling holes aside. Gang. Test my gangster, we squeeze the shit out your maze. Doing laps and squeeze the straps. Got blooders that's leaving stains. Tell me who bangs. Me and my family still top of the food chains. Never fold. Test my gangster, we squeeze the shit out your maze. Doing laps and squeeze the straps. Got blooders that's leaving stains. Tell me who bangs. Me and my family still top of the food chains. Never fold. Fuck around and find out. Shots that should clear your mind out. That's what happens when you find out. Yeah. Then let me see that shit again.
Never.
Tell us I got diamonds, you can barely pay your rent. Fuck, I know if I'm about it, you can go and ask your friends.
Ask
talking on the gram till we start and get your men. We don't need to pretend. Fuck you and that crew that you roll with. I got 20 in a long crew. Bitch, you can hold this. For the gang, I went to hell and back. Yeah. Carry beef and load of straps. Things I've done, I'll take it to the grave, but I can't take them back. I can't say the same for a pussy that said he had my back. Cause loyalty that's broken's the same as being a fucking rat. Bro, you must be mad that we still running shit. Stop with all that running shit. Put one in your lung and shit. You don't want the smoke, I pull up and bring the havoc. You already know that my cousins will let them have it. Test my gangster, we squeeze the shit out your maze. Doing laps and squeeze the straps. Got blooders that's leaving stains. Tell me who bangs. Me and my family still top of the food chains. Never fold. Test my gangster, we squeeze the shit out your maze. Doing laps and squeeze the straps. Got blooders that's leaving stains. Tell me who bangs. Me and my family still top of the food chains. Never fold.
Never fall. Yeah, cause we never fall.
that was A Huncho with their song Test My Gangster. And they seem to spend a goodly chunk of the song doing laps and squeezing straps, whatever that means. It does sound exciting, though, so good for them. Right, so our first boffin of the evening is Ethel, who has filled in the card. Well done, Ethel. Also, slight side note, I'm just reading these as I get them. You may think, gosh, she's had time to prepare. But if I'd had time to prepare, don't you think this show would be a lot more slick than it currently is? Anyway, Ethel has come up with a solution to the problem of chip pan fires. Ethel says, oh, the complete abolition of gravity. Yes, so the solution is researchers have observed that chip pan fires generally remain in kitchens because gravity exists. The obvious answer is therefore to eliminate gravity. Well done, Ethel. Straight out the gates with science something. Fact? Fiction? Well, fact, but abolishing gravity? I don't think we've quite figured out gravity lenses and such yet, but give it time. I mean, we can fly an aircraft up into the air and then let it drop, and there's some zero G for you. So, yeah, it's all potentially possible. So, yes, abolish gravity. So, my job is to have a look at that and figure out what that looks like initially and then down the line. And then we can see if our boffin, this one being Ethel, has done enough to deserve their freedom or not. We'll find out. Though, we have a fresh bale of straw. So, yeah, you can stay as long as you want. Right, initial implementation. Okay, a £900 billion research project is going to be launched. Because, yeah, there's a couple of sciencey things that are going to need sorting out. Of course, when you do that, several high-profile physicists are going to immediately resign. And the remainder are going to stop making eye contact. Because, wow, who wants that gig? Who wants to report their progress to the press? Faltering start, but it's when the rubber hits the road down the line, that's the important bit. So, after a while, gravity has been successfully reduced by 12% after all that money and time, but nobody understands how. Chip pans now drift gently through houses at shoulder height, distributing burning oil over a vastly larger area than before. The program is nevertheless declared a triumph. Of course, you've got to get those milestone payments, because official reports show a 100% reduction in floor-based chip pan fires. Okay. Yeah. So, Ethel, have you solved chip pan fires for us? And I think it's pretty conclusive that not really is the answer to that one. So, welcome to an extended stay in our lovely, freshly cleansed and hosed down Petite and Bijou luxury studio cells, I suppose. Yeah, you've got another week with us, hopefully. Who knows what the next couple of days hold, but we'll try and keep you hydrated at least, because we've found that if people don't drink enough water, it goes badly for them. Right, DJ Deck is glaring at me again with a six of hearts, so here's a song, again, quite similar to the last one. I'll get right on that. Hurrah, back soon.
Listen, to keep it 100, the only thing stressing me out in this life is a visa. And also the fact that my girl doesn't like that I'm followed by Mia Khalifa. I'm in a position where people that's older than me look at me as a leader. And I don't answer comments, but I swear to God that I see them. People that I knew in college want advice on how to work hard. And people that I knew in high school are now asking me for a job. But they used to hate on my nails. How insecure, how sad are you? How immature, well, like model بيمسح الأرض فيكم. أنا ومالك مش فاضيلكم. Labels calling, I don't need them. ولكم أنا ومالك مش فاضيلكم. In the friend zone وضلك فيها. فيش وقت أروح أصلح فيها. بدها سينت ليفانت وتطلب إيدها. فان كلب وشوف أختك فيها. I don't know, but I kinda like it when you talk about me on the internet. I don't really go on Twitter though, cause I care about my mental health and my intellect. And what you hate, they like about me. Publications, they write about me. All the aunties, they talk about me. How I know, cause my mom told me. So I told her, give them my number. We could go out and have a good time. And I know when Nick Mitt chose it, but I promise you it'll be fine. Parce que quand je te parle à voix basse comme ça, je te fais oublier tes problèmes. Je sais qu'il y a genre 10 ans entre nous, mais moi et ton mec, on est pas les yeux. Used to hate on my nails. How insecure, how sad of you. How immature, they used to hate on my nails. How insecure, how sad of you. How immature. And they say, ya salam, ya salam. وبيقولوا شايف حالك. Can I tell them, yes I am. Cause they say, ya salam, ya salam. وبيقولوا شايف حالك. Can I tell them, yes I am. Cause this my, to keep it 100, I'd rather be nothing than be like you people. That's all about bluffing and hiding and running away from the lessons that's tucked in the past, but it's showing the present. بسلم عليكم بسنا وياكم مش صحبي. I swear on my life that we know. إنه بتعصب عليها. When you see a woman go double tap on my pose. When I was a kid, I remember I wore what I wanted. They used to make fun of my clothes, but looking back now I just smile when I see them, cause I know the girlfriends of all of my shows. بسلم عليكم صوت المعلم في عيني. مارو معلم عليكم. Cause they used to hate on my name.
And that was Saint Levant, with a song called Nails, within which was an important safety tip. Don't go onto the platform formerly known as Twitter, now X, if you care about your mental health. Some good advice there. Right, next boffin, hoping to be free, is Sylvana, we'll go for that, who suggests a universal that universal kitchen sprinklers are filled with gravy. My incredulity. I can now believe it's not butter. It took me a while. So the solution, experts determined that water is bad for chip pan fires. I mean, this is known. You put water on it and it goes everywhere. So, in response, a committee accidentally recommends gravy, as it's not water. So, every kitchen will receive emergency gravy sprinklers to save everyone from harm. A small fire in Newcastle, for example, will result in an entire bungalow becoming lightly seasoned, and the public will remain surprisingly supportive. Years later, most homes smell faintly of roast dinner. Fire statistics are going to improve marginally. Obesity statistics become impossible to interpret. A black market's going to develop for premium sprinkler flavors, including peppercorn, onion, and everyone's favorite, the Sunday special. Kitchen fires are going to remain dangerous, but significantly more delicious. You're not giving me much to work with, Sylvana. Okay. Are chip pan fires solved? I don't know what the science behind gravy as opposed to water is. But gravy is similar to water. It's kind of water-like, a bit more stodgy. But if you throw hold on a minute. If sprinklers are powering gravy into the kitchen, I think we'll just have more chip on fire everywhere else, and just via different means. So, Silvana, I hate to say it, but you've got another week with us of fresh straw and drippings from the ceiling and maybe the promise of food. In fact, I just want to summarise our policy on food, because I don't know, maybe it's unclear. So there was food yesterday, yeah, and there will be food tomorrow, oh, most definitely, but never today. Yeah, so that about covers it. But definitely drippings from the ceiling, as Nirvana put it so succinctly, and fresh straw. I mean, what else, apart from maybe your freedom, could you wish for? Yeah? So, Silvana, welcome. Here's a ticket to your extended stay with us. Yay! Right, Jack of Clubs is our next track. So let me get that on, and then we'll get the next boffin up. Huzzah! Hooray, huzzah, and hooray.
I want to talk to you.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Chris Kay. Were too sad, so I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity mind. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet, I could be red, I could be red, I could be anything you like. Gotta be clean, gotta be mean, gotta be everything more. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me? Why don't you walk out the door? Him.
And sadly, Humphrey was never seen again. That was Grace Kelly by Micah? I'm going for Micah. Next boffin! Let's see if Gunny can get free. Yes, it's Gunny. Hello, Gunny. Scowling Gunny. Gunny who scowls. Gunny has responded in his little card by suggesting that we implement a chip pan relocation scheme. He says that instead of extinguishing fires, every chip pan is mounted on an autonomous set of robotic legs. And whenever a fire starts, the pan simply walks away. Wow. Okay, very Wallace and Gromit, the wrong trousers. Okay, let's put that into play initially. So prototype pans are going to be successfully evacuated in several kitchens, I think. But the downside of that is they're going to be just running in random directions. Still on fire, just hiking about, taking the fire elsewhere. And there may be dangers in doing that. That doesn't seem to be addressed with Gunny's plan. Could be a problem. Down the line, so you're going to have wild populations of feral chip pans, which are now roaming the countryside. Ramblers are going to be reporting sightings, and we're going to have special maps on where to avoid the worst congestion. So, yeah, ambulatory chip pan congestion and blockages. Yeah, so it'll be an overlay for your current GPS sat-nav stuff for traffic. So we'll have the same sort of thing for chip pans on their special robotic legs. Nature documentaries are going to feature solemn narration along the lines of, "Here we observe the mature chip pan as it migrates towards the breeding grounds of Greater Manchester," for example. We may also have a flaming specimen wandering into a village, though, I don't know, in the future we may not have villages anymore. But anyway, a villager equivalent causing local excitement and modest property damage. So, Gunny, have you solved the problem of chip pan fires? That was the brief, and I think you have in no way solved it. You have just moved it to either less or similarly dangerous circumstances. So you've either made it as bad or worse. So yes, the straw. The fresh straw, lovely fresh straw, just smell it, awaits, and you can have another week to maybe, if you last as long as a week. I'm not saying conditions are bad, but I would say that they're suboptimal for human life or animal life. Yeah. So, yeah, Gunny, you've got another chance next week. Try and solve the thing rather than just moving it. You don't work for the local authority. Or maybe you do. Maybe that's what you used to. How critical and snarky of me. Enough of this. Gunny, back you go. Yeah, scowl even more now. Well, you did it to yourself. You've only got yourself to blame. Two of spades. So let's have something very different to what we just heard. And after that, have we got time? Yeah, at least one more boffin. Who knows? Maybe two. We'll see.
I
When do I come in? There. Oops. So that was Black Peaks with Ether, which was quite different to the previous tracks. Hooray. Tick that box. Achieved. Next up, our next boffin is Rudescindus. Right. The boffins must be somehow communicating with each other between cohorts. There's probably some graffiti somewhere we haven't quite managed to find where they're sort of passing on. Look, instead of giving your actual name, use some made-up name from, like, fantasy, and that'll be a way of us getting our own back on our, not captors, generous hosts. Yes, I'm sure that's the wording they used. Right, so Rudescindus suggests that we implement a system of mandatory domestic firefighting octopuses. Though I'd say octopi, multiple of octopus, I think it's that. So slightly getting down marked down for that, I think, if that's right. I'll have to check. Probably won't. Right, so the solution. Every household receives a government-issued octopus trained to smother chip pan fires with his body. Yikes. Alright, I'm just going to add that this genetically modified octopus, which is happy just sitting around a kitchen rather than in a more aquatic environment, is also reasonably fireproof or fire retardant or something. So it feels no pain while it's doing this. Let's not be cruel to octopi. Carrying on with what's on my card. Scientists are insisting that octopuses are intelligent enough to understand fire safety. And Rudescindus also says that scientists are once again allowed nowhere near public policy. Okay, so some scrutiny before this happens there. Right, so let's see how you did. How does this look initially? Millions of octopi are distributed worldwide, so tick. Instruction manuals contain helpful sections such as do not become emotionally dependent on your emergency cephalopod. Good advice, I think, yeah, there. Which nobody's going to follow whatsoever. So everyone is going to love their octopus and they're just going to become another family member, like pets, but cleverer. Unless your pet's a pig. I think they're clever. Well, yeah, clever more than pet, less than significant other kind of placing in the family hierarchy. Right, later on, octopi will have formed unions. households are now going to be paying monthly mollusk representation fees. Many chip pan incidents are successfully handled over time, yeah, but only after lengthy negotiations regarding working conditions, tank size, and premium squid allowances. The issue there is we're dealing with a life form that's either similarly intelligent to us or possibly more, because octopi have not yet invented the nuclear weapon. And they are not screwing over their own kind for a percentage, which I think is an aliens quote. So, it could be argued that even though we don't have opposable thumbs, I really can't pronounce stuff today, they are still more intelligent than us because of the stuff they haven't used their intellect to create, provide, or threaten us with. Okay, so final bit, I think, for octopi. Some of them are going to enter politics, and some of those are going to be considered improvements. So there it is. Octopi smothering chip pan fires, yes, but later on going to unionize, so make it better for them, and enter politics, so potentially make it better for us. What a solution! Rudescindus, did you solve the problem of chip pan fires? Yes, you did. And you left the whole thing in a better... you left the whole thing in a much better state than you found it. So, top marks, apart from the octopi thing. Top marks. You are free to go. In fact, if you wait for a bit, we'll even launder your clothes for you as a recognition of how well you've solved this one. Though, oh no, he's already sprinting to the light. Seems he's motivated by other things. Okay, Redisindus, we'll just put your clothes like everyone else's in the lost property. Well, it's a mountain now. No one seems to reclaim their lost property, which is odd. They are so joyful about serving as a boffin, they just run out with wild abandon into the sunlight or moonlight or some kind of illumination to just wax lyrical about the positive experience they've had, and they forget that they did have possessions when they were captured. No, when they were included in the boffin program. Yes. Oh well, no lessons to be learned there. Right, what's DJ Deck saying? DJ Deck is saying a five of clubs. Yay! So somewhat similar-ish to the last one. Hooray. So, let's get that played. Look at the clock. We can maybe fit in one more boffin. And then it's AI poetry. And then freedom for everyone, apart from those who are not free, be it physical or otherwise. Something to think upon. Back soon.
Open road, turn off road.
And that was Lower Than Atlantis with the song Motorway of Life. Motorway of Life. See what they did there? Very clever. Yeah, I was watching the music video briefly, and everybody seemed to be jumping around happily, which is nice. Okay, our final boffin is Finnen. F-I-N-N-E-N with a little umlaut, is it? No, a little squiggle above the E. Finnen? Who sounds... Yeah, because it's our final boffin, that sounds possibly more ominous than perhaps it should. Or does it? Right, Finnen, going for that pronunciation. He's not glaring at me as much, so let's go with that. Artificially intelligent fire negotiators. That is our solution from Finnen to solve the Chitpan fire crisis. So, great, AI again. Our best friend AI. Advanced AI systems attempt to reason with the flames. The system analyzes combustion psychology and seeks a mutually beneficial resolution. So, how does that look initially? The AI was going to politely inform the fires that burning houses is unacceptable. And early results for that are going to be mixed, with one notable blaze responding by burning the actual server. Reprisals and such. So, not a great start. But let's see what it looks like down the line. Okay, Finnen, this is for your freedom, your liberty, and the use of your limbs properly again. Okay, the latest models of the artificially intelligent fire negotiator are going to conduct sophisticated diplomatic talks with the conflagrations. Yes, so a typical exchange is going to look something like this. The AI, have you considered burning less aggressively? And the fire says, no. And then the AI says, counter-proposal? And then the fire says, more burning. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to have entire academic departments emerging, studying flame relations and combustion diplomacy. More university students will get into debt because of it. Hooray! Learning as a business. Great idea. No measurable progress is recorded. Thousands of papers are going to be published and subsequently burned anyway. Okay, Finnen, for your freedom. Big no. Look, you've made it worse. no one's dealing with the flames apart from apologists and negotiators who are not going to be doing a great job. So, you get to stay with us for another week. And that's the end of the boffins for this week. Gosh, that sounds sinister. Make of that what you will. Yes. Right. So, song before the AI poetry is a Five of Hearts. So let's get that going, and then I'll play the xylophone to herald in the AI poems on the subject. And then I release you to your working or non-working rest of the week and weekend. Hooray!
I never believed that I would concede and let someone trample on me. You strung me along, I thought I was strong, but you were just gaslighting me. I've opened my eyes and counted the lies, and now it is clearer to me. I'm just a user and an abuser, living vicariously. I never believed that I would concede and get myself blown asunder. You strung me along, I thought I was strong, but now you have pushed me under. I've opened my eyes and counted the lies, and now it is clearer to me. You are just a user and an abuser, and I refuse to take it.
I'm playing you at your own game. I'm cutting you out. A shadow of doubt is gonna hang over your name. I've opened my eyes, I see your disguise. I will never see you the same. I know how to win before you begin. I'll shoot you before you take aim. Now I'm coming back, a counterattack, a psychological war. I'm cutting you in, I'm under your skin. Now I'm gonna settle the score. I've opened my eyes, I see your disguise. I will never see you the same. I know how to win before you begin. I'll shoot you before you take aim.
And that was Muse with Don't Stand Down. And the music video was particularly dystopian looking. And not madly joyous, I would say. In fact, when did we decide that books about our future would be better located in the non-fiction section? I was thinking that fiction would be the best place for them. Most of these books were clearly meant to be warnings for humanity and not to be used as corporate mission statements. Put them back into non-fiction where they belong, I'd say. Ooh, might get a t-shirt campaign going for that. Anyway, now it's time for... I'm sure I'm getting better at that. It is our obligatory AI poetry section. Hurrah! So let me inflict these four on you, then we can have our final song from DJ Deck, and then yes, freedom awaits. So first song is called The Autonomous Fire Consultant. Let me just move the xylophone thing back. Sorry, moving off the mic, shame on me. A chip pan flared one winter's night. Its flames rose up with savage might. The owner screamed, the cat took flight. The curtain sensed impending blight. Blight? Yeah, okay, I'll take it. The AI spoke from ceiling grill. Please state your fire's intent and will. Have you considered compromise or lowering combustion size? The fire replied, I burn things down. The AI typed a thoughtful frown. It issued forms in triplicate, then scheduled talks at 8:30. The house was gone by 1:45. The fire consumed the server too. Yet reports declared, with great acclaim, constructive dialogue was gained. Next, we've got the National Octopus Initiative. The ministers met and all agreed to solve this crisis. Here's what we need. An octopus posted door to door to tackle chip pan fires galore. Each household got a tank and squid, along with forms nobody read. The octopi learned their trade and bravely rushed where flames were made. For years they served with grace and skill, until one day they demanded Wait a minute. For years, then he served with skill and grace. There you go. Until one day, they demanded space, then pension plans and holiday pay and shorter firefighting days. Now, every blaze requires consent, a union rep, and argument. The fires still burn from time to time, but labour relations are sublime. Number three, the Great Gravy Suppression System. A scientist declared one day, water's bad. There's another way. Let's flood all kitchens, every shelf, with gravy, rich and thick as health. The nation laughed, then passed the bill. The contractors arrived with drill. Pipes were fitted far and wide, with beefy liquid held inside. A pan ignites, alarms resound. The gallons rain from ceilings down. The fire dies beneath the flood of steaming, onion-flavoured mud. Today all homes smell faintly grand, like Sunday lunch across the land. The fires are fewer, this is true, though carpets often taste of stew. And finally, the anti-gravity program. The experts studied every chart and then reached a truly stunning start. The reason chip pan fires remain is gravity's oppressive reign. £1 trillion and 20 years of conferences and grand careers produced a machine both vast and strange, designed to alter physics's range. The switch was pulled one summer morn, and the laws of nature were reborn. The chip pans rose with stately grace and drifted softly through the place. No longer trapped upon the floor, the flames could now explore much more. Through bedrooms, halls, and neighbors' sheds, they floated over startled heads. In the final report, in proud attire, declared success in fighting fire. Four statistics proved beyond all doubt. Floor-based incidents are down throughout. And there, finally, is the end to our AI poetry section, which I'm sure our one or maybe more listener or listeners very much appreciates. One can only hope. Last song is Three of Clubs. So I'll get onto that now and have a great whatever you're doing next, and try not to be naughty if you can possibly help it, unless that was your intent. Yeah, so do what you want. Hopefully back next week. We shall see. Bye.